undoubtedly, going places and doing things on the Kenai Peninsula, you have traveled across the Kalifanski Beach Road by the Duck Inn and then looked to your left on your way to Kenai and wondered, well, what's going on over there? There's some high tunnels. And right now I'm at the First Fruits Farm to find out exactly what's going on. I'm talking with Angela Henry. And Angela, you've been here for a long time. Your family has been here for a long time. Your daughter's done caring for the Kenai. And I am in a store that I've never been in before. How would I describe First Fruits to everybody, Angela?
Oh, dear. Well, as I mentioned, I have an employee that likes to describe it as a one-stop shop. You can get just about anything you want here.
And that's not an exaggeration. I mean, you need a rake or a pitchfork, or you need some clothes to exercise in. You need some dresses. You need some pasta. You need a purse. I can't go on and on, Angela, but literally this is a place that you really have to come in to appreciate what all you have here.
That's true. Most people who come in here say they have to come back because they didn't get a chance to see it all.
So. Oh, you can't. It's like Disneyland. You can't do it in a day.
That's true. Yeah.
Now, how did this all get started, Angela?
Well, the short version is my husband was injured a few years ago in an accident, and he was told he would never work again. And so he decided he was going to defy those odds, and he built some greenhouses, wanted to sell the produce from those. And I explained to him that that wouldn't sustain us for year round. So he had the store built, he had the greenhouses built, and I filled it with all the things.
So a family run operation.
Yes.
And coming in the future, not too distant future, is going to be a coffee shop, but not just a drive-by coffee shop, a place to actually come in and have your coffee.
That's right. We will have a drive-through, but we will also have sit down. We'll have food products, homemade stuff. We'll have coffee. All kinds of fun things.
And you do have a lot of local produce here at First Fruits. And from the high tunnels, are you going to be selling a lot of the things that you grow here?
We will. We have apple trees, cherry trees, and plum trees in our greenhouses. And those have been producing every year. It's super, super yummy fruits. And we also do seasonal stuff. So it's looking like it's going to be a good summer. So hopefully we'll have some good stuff.
And now the jellies and the pasta, are those also from local grown produce?
The pasta is not. I do have some local items. I've got local honey. I've got local tea, local beef, local eggs, local lettuce.
Is there anything that you don't have? She's thinking.
No,
if there is, she's you're going to go get it. No car parts. Well, we definitely have a plethora of car auto parts stores, but this is something that you call it one stop, and I think that probably describes it, because if you're looking for a gift or a souvenir or you need a dozen eggs or some local food, every place you turn here is it's available.
Yeah, if you need it, we probably have it. And we try to focus on food products that are relatively healthy, made with natural ingredients. I mean, not everything we have in here is like that, but a good portion of what we have is good for your body.
So if you're a local agricultural person growing things, are they welcome to bring their produce here?
They are definitely welcome to stop by and chat with me about it, for sure. We definitely, not even just produce. If you have a local thing that you make and you're in stores or you want to be in stores, you're certainly welcome to come by and chat with me about it.
So craftsmen, artisans? Yes,
everything. We love local. We want to support local. We want to sell local.
So you're kind of living a family dream here.
You know, yes. I wouldn't have described this as my dream 10 years ago, but
it's turned into that.
Well, yes.
Isn't that amazing? You need to come by First Fruits. Where did the name come from?
Well, we are a family of faith. So we had an employee that worked for us a few years ago. We were trying to think of something, and he popped this out, and I loved it. So
it's a great name. It's very descriptive of the things that you'll find here and the joy that you'll experience in meeting Angela and her whole family at First Fruits. And when the coffee shop opens, we're going to be back. Right, Angela?
Yes, hopefully soon.
Merle Sikorski with Angela Henry, returning you to that first fruiting sound of KSRM.